ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the coconut rhinoceros beetle has bulldozed its way across the Pacific in just a few years as biological controls fails, and now it's in Papua New Guinea. University of Queensland researcher Dr. K. Van Etabari has been studying how this pest beetle has been accelerating its invasion. He's speaking to ABC's Inga Stunzer.
The coconut rhinoceros beetle is from Southeast Asia, so it was accidentally introduced to the Pacific island almost 100 years ago, particularly in the first place it was in Samoa. And later, scientists from Australia and some other countries found that this particular kind of beetle can be controlled with the beetle virus from Malaysia. And they used the virus as a biological control agent. From that time point until now, so we haven't had any problem and all went well. But recently, some new wave of the beetles happened, which spread into a few other countries like Guam, PNG, Solomon Islands, and more recently into Vanuatu and New Caledonia for the first time. As its name suggests, the beetle attack coconuts, but also oil palms and many other ornamental palms, you know, those along the street in the parks and gardens. So usually the adult beetles, they bore into the growing point of the trees and take the juices from the younger tender leaves. They make holes to make in the top of the tree, and after a while, you know, flying after they lay eggs in the decaying organic materials. The pest is a serious, you know, threat to the livelihood across the Pacific island, where the coconut tree providing essential resources like food, copra, building material, and coastal production for more than 5 million vulnerable people.
He said it arrived first in countries like Samoa more than 100 years ago. So how has it now moved to places like Papua New Guinea and Vanuatu? How did it get there?
Yeah, it has been suggested the beetles are spreading because the virus is no longer controlling them. So, but most of these new spread are human-mediated movements. So experience has shown that when biological control always works, and the beetle virus that was released into Fiji, Tonga, and Samoa almost 50 years ago, they are still is controlling the population. But biological control appears to be failing in some other countries. So now the question is, how do we stop it, and what's gone wrong with the control that has been effective for five decades? And what has changed the beetles or the virus? You know, we don't know the answer for this question at the moment.
One of the things is that you've found that the beetles are actually cross-breeding with other varieties of beetles. So can you explain what it is there that you found?
Our team at the University of Queensland working on a project funded by Australian Centre for International Agricultural Research to find the answer for all of those questions. You know, these beetles all look like completely the same, but the cutting-edge molecular test which we use in our study shows they are different. Our study shows there are different population of the beetles that we didn't recognize previously. In Solomon Island, for example, there are three population of the beetles that are interbreeding, and we don't know what sort of the hybrid they can produce in the future. And now we know they are infected by virus, the virus that controls the population. And we know the virus is similar to the one exists in the Philippines. That was a very important finding for us, and one that was unexpected. You know, at the moment, we are looking for other viruses or biological control agent in the region. So, however, it's very important to know how the biological control between these beetles and its virus operate, and what does it mean when it fails. So, similar to how the other scientists spot different strain of COVID-19, we are also detecting different variations in the beetle virus in the Pacific. And in our case, the problem is more complicated because there are different strain of the beetles and there are different strain of the beetle viruses. So, at the moment, we need to understand how the virus behave in these different beetles and how we can use them to control or, you know, the control beetle in the Pacific region.
Well, I guess,
and so our research program at the moment is exploring what happened between these two. And that very difficult to do it in the field situation, but there are some other ways around.
So what are some of the other ways around it?
So we are using the genotyping by sequencing technology to find a different population of the virus. And we are also using the transcriptome study to see how the host responds to the virus infection. So we can see which sort of genes, you know, express in the host when they have an infection with the virus.
If you don't stop it, what's the potential damage?
A few months ago, Australia was invaded by a pest that attacked rice and maize. You know, we call them fall army worm. So this pest began its flight in South America, went across Africa to Asia, and then down to the island chain through the PNG into the top, and last week it got to Tasmania. So now another insect pest is on its way. This time it's coconut rhinoceros beetle, a short flight from PNG, and it will be in Australia. You know, if they spread to Australia, gardens, ponds would be at risk, along with the country's emerging date industry. Coconut, oil palm, and many other palms, both wild in the forest and also in-house in the gardens. So I think it's very important that Australian scientists help our neighboring countries in the Pacific to tackle their emerging pests and disease. But everything we are finding in the Pacific Islands may later be critical to managing the beetles here in Australia.
And in terms of this research, so just finding those different, variations in the virus, how long do you think it will take to get this research to a stage where you can actually stop the beetle in its tracks?
Yeah, it's a very good question, because at the moment I think we need to understand the how these two interact with each other. With our knowledge about their interaction between the virus and beetle is very, very limited. So also we are searching for new viruses. For example, we found another virus from the population of the beetles in Taiwan, and we don't know anything about the pathogenicity of that virus, but we found some other viruses or other biological control agents can be potentially used for the future.
Dr. Kay Van Attebari, University of Queensland researcher, finishing off that report from Inga Stunzner, and you can actually read that story online.